Day 178. So it's been about 3 hours since I got stuck in this slime mold. I don't have Deborah's number. Neri isn't allowed to speak to me right now because I'm in the shower. It's, you know, privacy. And she managed to block the chatbot from the communications network, so I'm stuck. Not forever. Chatbot did send a message to Deborah for me, which makes it a little better. I don't think sitting around is gonna help at all, but I couldn't really deal with that problem when it started, because I was unconscious. Stupid whale. It's always just one stressful thing after another, you know. I'm starting not to care anymore. Eels, mold, dead bodies, social tension, that dreaded whale. And of course, the footsteps. It's actually been a while since I've heard them around, not since the eel incident. I suppose asking for help is worth a shot. Hey! Hey! Can you, help me? Help? Of course it doesn't answer me. It's not real. It's not real. Never mind the fact I can hear it in my recordings. Walker, you've lost weight. Back when everything was normal, I heard them sometimes, only when I was alone though. They were heavy and dry, so heavy, I think it made the station shake. Now it actually sounds like a human is walking and not some kind of planet-sized monster. They're also wet, like Walker just got out of a pool. They've changed, good for them. I don't have any explanation for why they changed, it's none of my business. Maybe this person got stuck in the mold too. Wait, is this stuff poisonous? I mean, I guess I'll find out. I kinda wish I took that biology class at school, cause maybe I'd be able to appreciate how weird this is. Like, I know this isn't normal mushroom behavior, but I can't really say what's weird about it. It did grow to encompass my entire leg in like 10 minutes, but that's not normal. I kind of have an idea of what's going on with it. I think the slime and the mold are the same thing, because they both spread and grow like crazy. The showers are only properly cleaned every few months, and it's been a good year since we've seen a janitor in here. Plenty of stuff for the annoying mold to eat. It grows, and then it hardens. I don't know why it hardens, maybe it's Jada's food. Okay, oh god. You know what, I'm gonna put a pin in this conversation. I like this leg, and I don't wanna lose it. Well, now I'm thinking of Neria. I know, weird leap. Because she wanted a sample of the annoying mold. I need to get that to her, actually. Neria is really interesting. I didn't know AI was capable of being passive-aggressive. Like, chatbot can get a bit like that, but never full-on mean. I've known Neria for less than a week, and I've heard at least 3 scathing rants about something she doesn't like, which is just fair, I guess. I'm also doing that, ain't I? She's not mean to me, though, just Deborah, which, like, I get it. Neria thinks that Deborah killed the girl. I still don't think that, though. And I think Neria knows it. She has an ulterior motive for making me think that about Deborah. When I first spoke to her, she said this. I actually recorded it. It's a bit glitched out, but she says that Deborah shut her down. I think something in our program was trying to suppress her saying that. Deborah's an obvious suspect in this, but I don't think she did it. She's nice. That's not proof, but I want it to be. I want to believe the best in her, the best in Neria. I want them to be innocent. I want this to be easy for me, but it can't. Life wants something else for me. Not the whale, but... God, maybe the whale. I don't know. I think when I get out of this, I'm going to go back into the maintenance shafts. I want to find if there's a way into the other quadrants. It's nice to have people to talk to, but I want to see them. To touch them, to know they're real and in front of me. Woes of isolation, I suppose. Oh, something's happening. The mushrooms seem to be breaking off a bit into these glowing blue chunks. They float around in the air, and there's spores. That's what's in the water supply. Spores for this fucking fungus. They can move so much more quickly in the water supply. And if more people were aboard, the entire vessel would be coated in this stuff. They swirl into these paisley patterns and light up the room, moving through the air as if they're in water, as if they're fish. My head's starting to swim a bit. I suppose I'm about to pass out. The whale isn't here this time. It's just me, alone on this rainbow beach. It's high tide. Usually where I'm standing, there would be sand, but now my knees are in the water. There's a crest of a wave coming towards me. It's large and... Well, fuck! You better hold your breath. Don't want to
drown, do ya?
Don't worry, you're not gonna die. Or, I suppose...
You're gonna continue living.
Maybe that's more of a punishment than a favor, yeah? And by the way, it's not just this world you're drowning in, puppet. Water's filling your real lungs as I speak. I suppose I could just talk until you're
dead.
But I'm not cruel. Just promise me something for this favor. Don't be life's puppet. It won't turn out well. Fuck! Fuck, god damn it! I'm okay. That's good. I'm okay.
Hey, Nira, is the kid dead? They usually aren't this quiet for this long.
No, I don't believe they are.
Ah, so what you doing?
Developing some new programs to help predict fungal growth.
You sure do love making programs, huh?
I'm made out of them, so yes, they help me problem solve.
Fascinating. I've always been interested in AI like you. You can just evolve and change your code at will. That's something us humans can only dream of achieving.
It's harder when my software is compromised.
And the fact that you know that? It's so cool. You can just troubleshoot yourself and find what's wrong. Or we have to go to a doctor, and even then they aren't guaranteed to find the problem. It's why it took me decades to figure out that, I had something up with me. Nira, we can talk honestly, I want to talk to you. I know you're stressed, and for whatever reason you're mad at me. I'm not dense enough to not notice that.
You know what you did.
Nira, I've got no clue what's up.
Someone shut down my software, removed a good chunk of my files and programs, and even disabled some hardware.
You think it's me, don't you?
I know it's you!
I didn't!
You're the only one here who would benefit from me being offline. You have access to my computers, and you know how to use them. It could only be you.
I have no reason to mess with you, Nira. You know this station better than the person who made it. It would be practically suicidal
you
to-
You really want me to believe you don't just want to put us all out of our misery? I've seen your search history, Colonel.
Thinking and acting are two different things. I might have considered it before. It's the quickest way out of all of this, but I just... There's people I need to see, and there's people I need to save. I'm sorry. I really am so sorry that you've been hurt. I understand what it's like to be constantly aware of the fact that a part of you is missing and that you'll never get it back. I didn't do this to you, Nira. I don't want anyone else to feel like to suffer.
Hold on a second. Clyde is trying to open comms.
Oh.
Hey guys, guess who almost just drowned?
Is everything alright?
I don't think I could be described as alright, Naria, but yeah, I think I'm fine.
What happened?
The shower's, flooded.
Okay, Miriam, are you having any trouble breathing, moving, or staying awake? Did you swallow any water?
God, I don't know, Debbie. I was unconscious when I was drowning.
How are you still alive?
I don't know.
God. Well, you're still at risk of drowning. Nira, can you monitor their vitals for the next 24 hours?
I can't do that.
Now is not the time to be like this, Nira.
No, that's not what I meant. Their body doesn't exist to my sensors. They're an absence of data.
Great. Miriam, don't go anywhere Nira can't track you. Nira, guide them to an infirmary and set yourself up on a monitor. There are too many complications involved with near drowning, and we're not in a position to gamble on any of our lives.
You're a 15-minute walk from the nearest infirmary. Just... no, wrong way.
Fuck.
Nira, are there any issues in our water system that could have caused this?
There are none. The showerhead was on for a few hours, maybe, and that's what most likely caused the flooding.
It was only on for, like, a few minutes? I actually recorded this. I know what it is. It's the same thing. The mushrooms, the footsteps, the slime. I swear to God, they're the same.
Footsteps?
Yes, the footsteps. Listen, we'll put a pin in that for now. I can't talk anymore. My head's really starting to hurt, and I think I might throw up. Naria?
Closing comms.
Thank you.
Is there something else in living? Isn't that weird, Nira?
I don't know.
What if there's a kind of foreign entity behind all this? An AI or an admin to the system?
Must have been a human entity. AI aren't exactly capable of attempted murder, after all.
Ah.
Why do you care?
Just, everyone seems to have some data removed from your storage. Clyde's body is unregistered. The Jane Doe's file is completely wiped. The person in occupational is also unidentified. You can't track the mushrooms, the bugs, even the fish in the tanks. Just pretend like you think it wasn't me who did this. Isn't that weird? Intentional?
You're missing something.
What?
At first, I had a lot of difficulty recognizing your voice. It was only lucky that I had recordings of you before the disappearance, and that Chatbot built a voice bank for you before I was reactivated. God, I hate that measly little piece of program.
I know you don't.
Correct.
I can't figure out what I would even gain by doing this to you, if I did it. Frankly, it just hurts to know I've caused someone else pain.
You must be a very hurt person, Gillespie.
I am.
Removing this data from me, it makes it harder for me to track you all. I couldn't find Miriam because they aren't registered, and my sensors aren't as pervasive in the showers. I would have no idea if they died there. I can only track the person and occupational's movements as well. They could be linchpin to this entire mystery, and I wouldn't know. If I didn't have a voice bank for you, I wouldn't be able to hear what you say. To listen to commands, I'd have to build an entirely new vocal library and update it every time you say something. That would take up memory I couldn't spare. And that girl in the maintenance hall, she's a ghost to me. All I know is she's a passenger, nothing else. Do you wonder why there were so many blackouts when I was offline? That's because the chatbot had to do all the commuting and problem-solving on its inferior processing system. It would overload the Nerite system and redirect power to itself to compensate.
Is there a reason you're telling me this?
I want you, or whatever's behind this, to know the pain it's causing me. I'm closing my communications now. I bid you well.
Alone now. I suppose it's time to talk to you now, God. What did they do to deserve this? Everyone. I know I'm no saint, but the others here are innocent. How long until supplies run out? How long until this vessel succumbs under the pressure? How long until air runs out? Or how long until there's a malfunction that dooms us all? How long until we die a slow and inevitable death? What a dreadful creature you are. It makes me hope I'm speaking to just air. Because a world with such a cruel god is far worse than a world with none.
Thank you for listening to The Inky Water. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode featured the voices of Grace Gamester, Lee Gorman, Kate Butler, and L. Gamester. It was written and edited by L. Gamester. Thank you so much for listening, and can you hear that?